updated at 6:25 p.m. North Shore Emergency Management has announced that a reception center is open for those who are stuck on that side of the Lions Bay landslide, unable to make it home. The Lions Gate Community and Recreation Center at 1733 Lions Gate Lane in North Vancouver is open. The resort municipality of Whistler posted to its social media advising folks not to head south. Anyone in Whistler is asked not to take the highway south. Those who are able, please find accommodation by booking a hotel room or accessing friends and family, the RMOW post reads. People are asked not to attempt to sleep in their vehicles. A reception center is being arranged for those who have not been able to access accommodation through friends and family or a hotel. This is for those who have no other option. The reception center location in Whistler will be released by 8 p.m. Updated at 4:15 p.m. Highway 99 remains closed in both directions near Lions Bay due to a landslide. According to a Drive BC update on X, crews had to perform a geotechnical and structural assessment before cleaning up the debris. Cleanup now underway. RCMP have set up a checkpoint in Squamish. There is no estimated time of reopening. If you are leaving Whistler right now, you will not get through, reads the update. The District of Squamish also sent out an automated alert about the landslide, urging people not to attempt to head southbound on the highway. Map applications, e.g. Google Maps, are showing rerouting options via Mamquam Forest Service Road. This is not an alternate route. Please do not take this alternate route, the alert reads. Original story. Highway 99 is closed in both directions near Lions Bay due to a landslide, according to Drive BC. Landslide between Lions Bay Avenue and Brunswick Beach Road, Lions Bay. Road closed. Assessment in progress. Tree on road. Debris on roadway. Expect delays, reads a post on drivebc.ca. The next update is expected at 3 p.m., but according to the Squamish RCMP, the road will not be reopened until about midnight tonight. The highway has been closed in both directions and is not expected to be reopened until midnight. There are no detours available at this time, said Corporal James Grandy with the RCMP. Emergency crews are actively trying to confirm property damage and if anyone was injured. At this time, no one has been reported as being injured. Motorists are encouraged to check Drive BC for further updates on when the highway may be reopened. Posts on the Sea to Sky Road Conditions Facebook page show the extent of the damage. An anonymous poster claiming to represent Miller Capilano Maintenance Corp asked motorists to turn around if possible. This is going to take a lot of resources to clean up, the post read. If it is safe to do so, please turn around and head back the direction you came. Otherwise, we will not be able to get equipment and personnel to the site. We are sending staff to set up roadblocks, but if you are stuck at the site, turn around, please. Check back with Peak for more as this story develops. Find the latest road updates at drivebc.ca.